Back in the day, my friends and I ended every San Francisco club night at a 24-hour diner called Sparky's. On one night in particular, an expressively dressed waiter came to service at our table. Glitter sprinkles illuminated his cheekbones, cream-colored lipstick covered his mouth, and his dark brown hair was teased up high enough to scratch the chin of a 7-foot-tall man. In addition to his cosmetics and hairspray, our waiter wore a tight blue baby doll t-shirt that read, "Love it or lick it," a pair of white short shorts, and heels that'd slow a seasoned catwalk model. Our waiter wore all these things and a small pair of coat hanger butterfly wings, wrapped tightly in a perfectly decorated white nylon stocking. It had glitter on it, colorful paints. And why not? He'd just arrived to the city by way of Tennessee and found a job waiting tables at Sparky's no less than 4 days into his first week in town. He was young, alive, fun. The world was his oyster, and he was chowing down. A few weeks later, we had another club night in the city and once again found ourselves at Sparky's. And as fate would have it, we had the same waiter. He was still wearing his coat hanger butterfly wings, but his heels had been replaced with tennis shoes. Instead of wearing short shorts, he was wearing white pants. The week after that, we didn't have the waiter at our table, but we could see him from a distance. This time he wasn't wearing any makeup. His hair was tucked underneath a Giants baseball cap, and a forgettable t-shirt was stretched across his chest. Adding to this, the absence of his coat hanger butterfly wings, along with all the upbeat tone my friends and I had admired and enjoyed only weeks before. Taken back by our waiter's sudden shift in attire and although less mentioned disposition, I decided to break the third wall and ask him what was up. "It's 3 fucking a.m., he said. "I'm tired, worked. I don't have the energy or the time to dress up for you. I'm sorry if that bums you out." "Doesn't bum me out," I replied calmly. "I just noticed the change and thought I'd ask and see how you were doing. Sorry." A few minutes later, as my friends and I were heading for the front door, I felt a tap on my shoulder. When I turned around, I saw a waiter standing with his coat hanger butterfly wings in his hand. "Do you want them?" he asked. "They're yours," I replied. "If you don't want them, I'm throwing them away." I sighed and took hold of the wings. "All right then, I'll take them." Following that exchange and a quick goodbye, I never saw the waiter again. He quit or moved on. I never did find out. Like the fate of the waiter, I'm not sure what happened to those wings either. For a while, I know they decorated a corner of my apartment, but after a move, I lost track of them. Still, their memory reminds me of a powerful lesson. No matter how much work, toil, hardship, loss, pain, or sorrow that enters my life, I will never forsake my wings.